60-mile-an-hour wind gusts hit western Montana first, heavily impacting the Bitterroot, Clark Fork, and Flathead valleys. The storm then pushed northeast, blowing through Helena, Great Falls, and across the High Line. The severe winds left trees, power lines, and semi-trucks scattered across major roadways. Several school districts released students early. Hamilton Parks and Recreation Director Amy Fox says structural damage in their city was limited, but
there's still a fair amount of trees that came down, mostly on private property. A lot of blue spruce came down. We did lose a few city trees.
Downed trees like those in Hamilton led to widespread power outages. As of Thursday afternoon, Northwestern Energy crews were still working to restore power to tens of thousands. The Flathead Valley Electric Co-op also reported extensive damage and says crews will be working through the night. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Conlin says the highest western wind speed recorded was 96 miles an hour on Mount Aeneas near Big Fork.
The soils were saturated. And our concern was trees blowing over. And from the reports that we're getting, there have been many, many trees that have gone over.
From Thursday afternoon to Friday afternoon, up to 9 inches of snow could accumulate on Lolo, Lookout, Marias, and Lost Trail passes. The valleys of western Montana will see an intermittent mix of rain and snow. In Missoula, I'm Victoria Traxler.